Pirkei Avot, we are in Perek Gimel. Ken? Pirkei Avot in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Chet, or Mishnah Zayin rather. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hamealech Baderech Veshone. A person who's walking on the way and he is learning. The Tana is already taking for granted that what you're doing when you are walking is your shone. Shone in Hebrew means to learn, but it comes from the word shenit. What does that mean? You're reviewing a second time. You heard something, we just spoke about how it's important to hear a shi'u. After you hear a shi'u, you walk out of the shi'u. What are you doing when you're walking out? You're not supposed to just walk out. You're supposed to walk out reviewing what you just heard. Very important. I'm sure you do this. I'm just, for those who don't know, that's what you're supposed to be doing when I remember I was once recently driving in the car with my son, and we heard a shi'u from a big rabbi. And it was a beautiful shi'u. It was a 1 hour shi'u. It was so sweet. And we were still driving. So the shi'u finished. He wanted to put another shi'u. Avigdor wanted to put another one. I told him, wait. 10 minutes? Wait. What's the 10 minutes? Let's review this shi'u that we just heard. If we go in straight to another shi'u, nishkach et hakol, we're going to forget what we heard. Let's review what we just heard. A person hears a shi'u, or he learns a sefer, like the Ramban writes in Igeret HaRamban, in the letter of the Ramban that he wrote to his son. Ukshetaku min ha-sefer, he says, and when you get up from the sefer, techapes bedatcha, you should think, what is it that I can do to be mekayev, to fulfill that which I learned, which means to chazara, to review. So that's hamhalech baderech veshoneh. I can picture to myself that Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov is talking about a person who is, he atzami bet hamidrash, he left the bet hamidrash, and now he's mehalech baderech veshoneh. Even if, let's say, you live a block away from the bet knesset, what should you do in that block? Well, if you're walking with someone, okay, so you talk with the person, that's something else. Maybe you can get him to review with him, all right, but that doesn't always work. Fine, it's okay, it's a mitzvah to socialize, to talk with your friend, that's nice. But let's say you're alone. You're walking alone. That's it. Tachzor al ma sheshamata. Repeat it. And that's, there's a bracha in that. So, hamhalech baderech veshone. Umafsik mi mishnato. And he stops from his learning. Ve'omer, mana e ilan ze, mana e nir ze. How beautiful is this tree? How beautiful is this plowed out field? Nir means a plowed out field. This person is being reckless. Being reckless. You stop in the middle of learning? It's not good. You're learning. So that's the inan of Bitul Torah. I heard that it's not so pashut. This Mishnah, we have to understand what it means. It means if the mana'e ilan ze is mafsik mi mishnato. When is it mitchayev benafsho? If this remark that you made, oh, is a yofi shel etz, if it's begeder hefsek min ha-mishnah, if it's an interruption in your learning, then it's mitchayev benafsho. But there is a way of saying mana e ilan ze v'ze adraba ze lo hefsek. It's not a hefsek mi-mishnah. It's ze meoded otcha lilmod od yoter. It's encouraging you to learn even more. Let's say a person is walking on the street and he sees a beautiful apple tree. And he wants to stop and to see the wonders of the creation of Hashem. And he wants to say, Marabu ma'asecha Hashem, eze yofi, what a beautiful thing. An apple coming out of a tree. How does that make sense? Ha'ech yitachen, stam, levad. How could it be that an apple comes out of a tree? It's a nest, it's a miracle. I remember the first time I saw an apple tree. First time I saw an apple tree, Baruch Hashem, it was after I heard a lot about an apple tree. So I couldn't get over it. I was standing there for a long time. I just couldn't get over it. I'll never forget that experience. To see an apple tree. It's to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to see Hashem. Mamash kacha. Ze nisei nisim. So if a person is walking on the street and he says, ah Hashem, the blue sky that you made is so beautiful. You picked the perfect color. Can you imagine if it would be red? You imagine, yechal yot adom. Adom. It's not so good. Hashem le'oseh ha'shamayim bitvuna ki le'olam chasdo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the sky in a color, in a way, shemalhiv u'marhiv et ha'enayim, it's matok ha'or la'enayim lir'ot et Hashem. It's so beautiful. It feels so good, right? To see the blue sky. Every human being, something goes on in his heart when he sees a blue sky, right? So imagine you're walking in the street and you say, "Marabu ma'asecha Hashem lo'oseh ha'shamayim bitvuna ki yir'e shamecha ma'aseh etzbeotecha." When I see your sky, Hashem, so beautiful. We're about to say in Arvit, "Asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim bechokma poteach she'arim bitvuna mishaneiti machaliv et hazemanim umsader et hakochavim bemishmerotehem barakia kirtzono." HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized all the stars in the firmament, in the Rakia, in accordance with His will. The reason why that star is there, it's exactly where the Borei Olam wants the star to be. Kirtzono. Se'u marom enechem, ure'u mi bara ele, the Navi Yeshaya says. It's the last pasuk in the Haftarah of Vayitchanan. Se'u marom enechem. Sometimes we have to lift up our eyes and to see the handiwork of Hashem. You know, even if, let's say, sometimes you're in a bad mood, you're in a sad mood, you're a little bit down, something happened to make you feel a little bit down, it's a good idea, you walk outside, look at the blue sky. It changes the mood. It's possible to change the mood. It brings simcha to a person. But don't waste that opportunity. It shouldn't just be, "Oh, what a beautiful day. Very nice." So the weathercast, you know, also said, "Well, beautiful day." That's a good weathercast. They only know how to say nasty. When it's beautiful, just say as if it's nothing. Aval, beautiful day. Don't stop short. Say thank you, Hashem. Baruch ata Hashem yotzer ha'meorot. Thank you, Hashem, that you created the light, that you created the sky. So beautiful. You get a chizuk from it. You become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you look at the sky. Such a istaklut, such a looking at the sky, such a manna'e ilan ze is not mafsik mi mishnato. It's not my chidush. I heard this from a great, great man. It's not mafsik mi mishnato. Ze lo efsek. Adraba, ze meoded oto lilmod od yoter. That's making him learn even more. If he's mafsik mi mishnato, mafsik mi mishnato is like a person who's learning. Imagine a person learning, and he looks outside, he sees a nice car. I never understood how people get all crazy when they see a certain car. "Wow, you see that car? Oh, wow, unbelievable. That car." I don't know about cars, so I guess it's easy for me to say. So, wow, so beautiful. But can you imagine getting excited over a car? Ech efshar leavin davar kaze, getting excited over a car. So can you imagine in the middle of learning, to stop to get excited over a car? Ze bitul Torah. That's efsek mi mishnato. So if a person stops in the middle of his learning, and he says, "Wow, those are nice apples. That's it. Beautiful apples. That's mafsik mi mishnato." Because he stopped short. Hareze mitchayev benafsho. Hareze mitchayev benafsho. It says, you didn't finish the job. Hashem gave you that sight so that you should be able to come close to Him. If a person says, "Mana'e ilanze, mana'e nirze, Hashem marabu ma'asecha Hashem, Me'od amekum achshevotecha, what a beautiful world you created. I see you, Hashem." That's what, ze lo mafsik mi mishnato, he's continuing in his learning. Adraba, his nefesh became nefesh gevoha, he became mitrachevet od yoter. Hare ze mitrachev nafsho, lo mitchayev nafsho, efshar lomar. This pirush I heard from Rav Avigdor Miller alav shalom, and so that's why I say it with full confidence. It's not my chidush. יהי רצון השם יזכנו. רבי חננה בן הקשיא אומר, עצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך ירבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר. אמן. אמן.